This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm Audra McCabe. In conservation news, a 266-acre ranch along the Dolores River in Paradox Valley is now permanently protected through a conservation easement with Colorado West Land Trust. The trust stated in a press release that the Johnston Ranch conservation easement preserves important wildlife habitat, agricultural land, and more than half a mile of river frontage, while expanding a growing network of protected private lands near bedrock. By connecting to a neighboring 114-acre conservation easement completed in 2025, over a mile of the Dolores River frontage is now conserved. The project strengthens the landscape-scale conservation efforts in Paradox Valley and helps safeguard the Dolores River Corridor, a vital resource for the region's wildlife, agriculture, and recreation. Julia Currier from the Colorado West Land Trust said that the project highlights both the unique character of the Dolores River Corridor and the growing importance of conserving connected landscapes as development pressures increase across western Colorado. Some important information for drivers in Montrose. City contractors will begin sealing roadways across the city today. The seals help prevent roadways from deteriorating, extending the life of the asphalt and preventing more costly repairs in the future. The project will last approximately 3 weeks, pending any delays. Certain residential roads will be closed to all traffic for short periods of time, and other roads will be narrowed to one-way traffic. You can find more information about the specific road closures and schedules at cityofmontrose.org. The schedule will also be linked on the web post for this newscast at kbnf.org. In other infrastructure news, Kinnikin Road in Montrose County has been closed between Q72 and R71 roads since 2023, after significant damage was identified. The Montrose Daily Press reports that Montrose County Commissioners voted last week to approve geotechnical drilling and examination of water flow to better understand what repairs are needed and how much they'll cost. Commissioner Sue Hansen stated, "Obviously, this has been a pretty painful process for most of us, but we do agree with the engineering firm and with many of you that the water needs to be assessed before anything moves forward, and before we even have any kind of assessment of how much anything is going to cost. We have seen numbers from pretty reasonable to outlandish, and maybe realistic, actually, but nothing that gives us any kind of realistic budgeting targets. The road is currently at risk of collapse due to water leaching through the ground and surfacing at the bottom of the slope in that section of road. An 800-foot section is slowly breaking loose or eroding, and portions of it have been lost. According to the Daily Press, the county has spent nearly $2 million on the road in the past 20 years. Recently, commissioners weighed vacating the road entirely, given the expensive options for repair ranging from a $5 million temporary fix to a $25 million permanent fix. The possibility of closing Kinnikin Road was met with an outcry from residents who live off of it, or who need it for safe, efficient highway and emergency access and an evacuation route. The approved geotechnical drilling and examination of water flow should give the county a better sense of its options moving forward. Coming up, a conversation with guitarist and composer Marisa Anderson. Marisa Anderson channels the history of the guitar and stretches the boundaries of tradition. Her playing is fluid, emotional, and masterful, featuring compositions and improvisations that reimagine the landscape of American music. Her latest project, the Anthology of Un-American Folk Music, is a collection of nearly 1,000 songs culled from the private record collection of the late Harry Smith. The anthology focuses on music from places that the United States has been in conflict with since 1970. In Volume 1, which was released in May, Anderson presents her own deeply personal iterations of 9 songs from the anthology. KBNF's James Bars spoke with Marisa ahead of her upcoming concert at the Bras Hotel in Paonia on Tuesday, July 23rd at 7 p.m.
Who is Harry Smith?
And
why are you looking through his archive?
So Harry Smith was many, many, many things. But one of the things that he is most well known for is in 1952, he made a compilation called The Anthology of American Folk Music. And that compilation came out on Folkways with very, very detailed and interesting and quirky liner notes. somewhere in the late 50s, early 60s, people like Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Judy Collins, Dave Van Ronk, the whole sort of Greenwich Village, New York scene that led to, let's just say, like the new folk revival, they discovered Harry Smith's anthology and discovered Harry Smith and his record collection because he was living at the Chelsea Hotel at the time. And his records and his curatorial work through those records changed the course of American music. So that's why I was interested in looking at Harry Smith's record collection. And, you know, he called his really important piece of work the Anthology of American Folk Music. So the title of mine, The Anthology of Un-American Folk Music, is a direct reference that these are his records that I used to make my record.
So why did yours become the Anthology of Un-American Folk Music, and what does that mean to you?
So I had access to Harry Smith's record collection. There was his about 1,200 records, and they're housed at the Bob Dylan Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I had a residency where I was given permission to download whatever I wanted from Harry Smith's final record collection. And so when I went into this residency, I had about 9 days to work, and there's 1,200 records. Records, when you download them, you have to do them in real time. It's not a file that, you know, you move over. So in an 8-hour day, you're lucky if you can get 9 records done. So I knew that out of that 1,200, I had to pick a focus. And when I was picking that focus, I was like, well, he already made the Anthology of American Folk Music, so I don't have to do that. And so if you take the American records off the table, what's left is the un-American records. When I thought about this word un-American and everything that it has come to mean, because I was talking with a Canadian friend a couple weeks ago, and I was like, is there such a thing as un-Canadian? And he just laughed at me. It's meaningless in any other context, but somehow this word un-American has become code to point fingers at people. So I thought, well, who are the people in my lifetime who have been called un-American? Who have I been told via the media, via the history books, via the news, whatever, who have I been told are un-American? I was born in 1970. So throughout my life, that finger has pointed at people from Southeast Asia, from the USSR, from the Islamic and Arabic worlds. So I set out to make a record based on the musics of those people.
Can you take me back a bit? So I was reading a bit about your life trajectory and time spent doing like political activism, cross-country walks, living without a fixed address for a long time. How did that bring you to where you are today and to this project?
That's a great question. I've always been a traveler. Like since the minute I could choose my direction, I chose all of them. And I've always traveled within informal networks, let's say. I don't like go to a resort or go to a city and look at the sights. It's always through the lens of playing music or through doing some meaningful work or connecting with people. And one thing that you learn when you travel like that is that people, we're all looking to like eat nice food, raise our children well, have a roof, sleep safely. That these are things that every person deserves. And it's a lesson in finding humanity in every face and in every place, you know, and not othering yourself and not othering another person.
That was part of my conversation with Marisa Anderson. Marisa performs at the Bras Hotel in Paonia on Tuesday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. You can hear the rest of our conversation at kvnf.org under KVNF Stories. I'm James Bars.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. If you're not able to catch our newscast live on air every day, it's always available on kvnf.org, the KVNF app, on Spotify, and now on Apple Podcasts. I'm Audrey McCabe.